It's me. And I'm trying to stay awake, so thus I entertain you folks with an audio boo. Thursday was a lot better than Tuesday. Except for the last 2 hours when I was practically by myself in electronics, because there was only other one person that was in the connection center, and she was doing a contract after contract. So I was basically by myself running photo lab and electronics on a pretty busy Thursday evening. It was really a pain in the ass. And there's this one customer who was fucking stoned out of his mind that wanted a fucking cell phone. First of all, you already pissed me off because you're in one of these electric carts and you are perfectly capable of walking when you're not stoned out of your fucking mind. So that pisses me off already, because I hate it, because there are people who legitimately need those carts. And he decides he wants to be an ass, because his sister supposedly has a BlackBerry prepaid cell phone from Walmart. Well, to make a long story short, he decides he wants to be an ass because, you know, it's near the end of my shift. I'm probably by myself. I'm pissed off because two people have called in, a third left early, and I'm just trying to get through my day, and this asshole is holding me up from helping other customers and eventually getting the hell out of Dodge. So, to the guy in the Mohawk, you're lucky you're still walking right now, because I came about this close to whooping your ass and losing my job. So get on your hands and knees and pray your thankfulness to God for the fact that I didn't put your ass in Rutherford Hospital. Okay? And by the way, Mohawks are done! Enough with the Mohawk. There is only one person entitled to have a Mohawk, and that is Mr. T. Everybody else, shave it off, because you look pathetic with it. I would say lame, but a friend of mine doesn't want me saying lame anymore. I don't know why. I can understand not calling it gay, because it's really an insult. Or retarded. But then again, I consider politicians to be retarded, not mentally handicapped people. So, you know. But lame, I don't know. I don't know why that's such a bad thing, you know. So I won't call them lame. I'll just call them pathetic. So if you're wearing a Mohawk, do yourself a favor. Do Western civilization a favor. Go into your bathroom. Take out the clippers. Shave off your Mohawk and grow all your hair back nice and neat. Okay? Okay. And no, I'm not jealous because I'm balding. It's because Mohawks, except for the case of Mr. T, look stupid. Okay? And a few select others. Very few select others. And pal, you're not one of them. You're not one of them. So, yeah, today was a bit of a bitch. Not as bad as Tuesday's Ann Coulter edition of Hellmart. But, you know, I'd say this was Sarah Palin-ish. By the way, Sarah Palin, the reality show, yeah. You got a chance at winning in 2012, just like I do. Just like everybody else does. Except you'll probably get on the ballot and you'll get humiliated and pretty much assure Barack Obama getting reelected. Do yourself a favor, look pretty on the television, and don't run for president, because you will lose big time. Back in a bit. Gotta upload this thing. Bye-bye!